orchards. Precisely what it was like in biblical times is not certain, but it certainly supported flocks of sheep, since we read once or twice of the pasture lands of Sharon. 1 Chronicles chapter 5 verse 16, compare chapter 27 verse 29. On the other hand, before modern drainage, it must have been very marshy, so that the splendour of Sharon, Isaiah chapter 35 verse 2, probably refers to its luxuriant vegetation. And the rose of Sharon, to whom the bride likens herself in the Song of Solomon, may have been an emblem of exceptional beauty because it blossomed in such unpromising surroundings, like a lily among thorns. Song of Songs, chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. The Central Highlands. The central mountain range of Palestine begins in Galilee, whose hills and valleys were the background of Jesus' boyhood and of much of his public ministry. The peaks of Upper Galilee rise to just over 3,000 feet, and from the hills above Nazareth in Lower Galilee, although not much higher than 1,500 feet, the Mediterranean Sea is visible on a clear day only 17 miles to the northwest. South of Nazareth, the ground slopes gently down to a broad alluvial plain, which runs in a southeasterly direction from its Mediterranean north of Mount Carmel to the River Jordan. Its western part is known as the Plain of Esdraelon. The eastern part is the narrower valley of Jezreel, which lies between the formerly volcanic hill of Moreh and the limestone Mount Gilboa. It was on the slopes of these two mountains that the Philistines and the Israelites encamped, facing each other across the valley before the final battle in which King Saul died. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, the Israelites fled before them, and many fell slain on Mount Gilboa. David took up this lament concerning Saul and his son Jonathan. Your glory, O Israel, lies slain on your heights. How the mighty have fallen! O mountains of Gilboa, may you have neither dew nor rain, nor fields that yield offerings of grain. For there the shield of the mighty was defiled, the shield of Saul, no longer rubbed with oil. 1 Samuel chapter 31 verse 1, 2 Samuel chapter 1 verses 17, 19 and 21. At the southern edge of the middle of the plain of Esdraelon, on a prominent site at the foot of the Carmel Range, lies the fortress town of Megiddo. For centuries it has guarded the entrance to the main pass through the mountains to the south. It was one of the cities which King Solomon rebuilt and fortified to accommodate his horses and chariots, 1 Kings chapter 9 verses 15 and 19. Here also two kings of Judah died, Ahaziah, who was shot by Jehu, 2 Kings chapter 9 verse 27, and Josiah, who was killed while attempting to stop Pharaoh Necho of Egypt from going to the help of the Assyrians, 2 Chronicles chapter 35 verses 20 through 24. Compare 2